You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ in others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the day of Pentecost, June 4th, 2017, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the religious authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We learn more about our patron saint, the Apostle Thomas, from the Gospel of John than from any other source in the Bible. You may remember we ran into Thomas a few Sundays back when Jesus was saying goodbye to his friends, including Thomas. He just finished saying, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. I will go and prepare a place for you and will take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." And remember, the Father's house isn't a particular place, and it's not a specific location called heaven. No, for Jesus, as we meet him in John's Gospel, the Father's house describes the intimate, interconnected relationship between Jesus and the Father. And for all that know and trust Jesus, they become part of that relationship right along with him. But Thomas doesn't immediately get this, and so he asks the question that we probably all want to ask. "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's saying to Thomas, "When you come into relationship with me, you become a part of the way, the truth, and the life." He tells Thomas, that is to say, that heaven is all about relationships. Relationships and trust. And so we meet Thomas again this morning. Now, to call this the story of doubting Thomas really completely misses the point. This story isn't about Thomas. It's about Jesus. We all come to relationship with Jesus from our own particular context, and Jesus will always meet us where we are. It's Jesus' generous offer of himself to Thomas that's really important here. That's the focus of this story. Thomas just happened to need that physical connection to bring him into relationship with Jesus, and that's exactly what he got. And Jesus has empowered the church, that's you and me, to do for the whole world what he did for Thomas. When he meets Thomas and his friends in that locked room and breathes on them the breath of God. That's God's ruach. That's the Hebrew word for God's breath is ruach. It's such a great word. It's fun to say. Let's all say it together. Ruach. 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 So, here's a little trick. When you wake up at 3 a.m, and I know you do, and all those little sins of omission and commission are running around in your head, all the little things that are deviling you and saying, oh, you know, you should have done this, you should have done that. You know, the things that I always think of as snapshots. Oh, God, I can't believe I did that. Right? When that happens, and you're really having trouble going back to sleep, ruah. 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 You know, just say it over and over and over. God's breath. God's Holy Spirit. Boy, it beats counting sheep, I'll tell you that. If you just say ruah over and over and over again, I promise you, that Holy Spirit will descend on you and that blessed rest, blessed sleep will be your gift. And so, you know, by loving each other and loving others the way Jesus loved them, they and we are revealing God to the world. And when the church, that's you and me, reveal God in Christ to the world, we invite the world into relationship with Jesus, just as Jesus so surely and generously offered himself to Thomas. And it's in choosing to be in relationship with God, or not, that sins are forgiven. Or not. You know, that's what that sins are forgiven or retained means. It's, you know, do you choose to be in relationship with God or not? Now, let's be really clear about this. The church doesn't exist to be an enforcer of the rules. You know, that's not the church's job. The church's job is not to be the morality police. Oh, the church exists to be a witness. In season and out, in times of joy, in times of tragedy, in times of fear, in times of celebration, the church exists for one reason and one reason only. And that's to bear witness to the love of God and Jesus for the whole world. And to invite the world, everyone, whether they're poor and homeless or rich and powerful or have opinions we don't agree with, to invite everyone into that relationship that has infinite room. You know, the house with many dwelling places. That space between Jesus and the Father that is an infinite space. That's heaven. So you and I have a pretty simple mission statement. Go out and love everyone you meet with the love you've received from Jesus. You know, it's just not that hard to figure out. Thomas finally got it. According to tradition, Thomas traveled all the way to India to spread the gospel of Jesus' love. What had been given to Thomas with such generosity and grace, he needed to share. He needed others to know Jesus the way he did. So it's on this day of Pentecost that we celebrate the mission we've been given by Jesus. He's breathing on us with God's ruach. 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 That Holy Spirit breath. Just as he did on that long ago day in that locked room full of scared and anxious friends of his. And this morning we're going to celebrate with the gifts of wind and fire. With bagpipes and barbecue and chili. Some with beans and some without. And those of you from Texas know what's real chili and what's fake chili, don't you? So we're going to celebrate the Holy Spirit descending on our little community. I hope our hearts are as ready to receive Thomas's was to receive these gifts. I hope we can be as ready as Peter and his friends to share the life-giving Spirit in a world that's starving for it. That's our mission. To share the love we have from Jesus with all those who are scared and anxious and lonely and lost. To share the love of Jesus with those who have been forgotten. To share the love of Jesus even with the ones who might appear to us to be unlovable. And we'll meet plenty of those folks out there. But they need to know Jesus, just like we do. So let's get a little jump start on our mission this morning. I hope you'll stay for the barbecue. The Keith Highlanders and the Scottish Dancers will be here. And of course, you know, once again, what spells Pentecost more than wind and fire? And there, and we're going to share this tasty feast together. So here's a challenge for us. Find at least one person you don't know and introduce yourself. Don't be shy. That person's here because they want to know Jesus just like you do. So introduce yourself. And when you're introducing yourself, know that you are introducing Jesus. That generous gesture of relationship that Jesus offered to Thomas, you'll be introducing too. And you know what? When you do that, Jesus will come right back to you. He'll be introduced to you. So how about it? Let's have a practice round right here this morning. And then get ready to share Jesus' love this week. Not by getting in anyone's face with it. You know, that's not sharing love. That's sharing anxiety. Just be yourself. Be your loving, listening, cheerful, compassionate self. Be a healer, not a judger. Be a servant, not a commander. You know, you wouldn't be here today if you didn't have something of supreme value to share. Go out and love the folks the way Jesus has loved you. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.